Hey guys. Okay. Game of Thrones finale. How messed up is it? Honestly. Isn't it crazy? That episode was insane. Honestly. So this episode is mainly going to be not more about my personal life. There will be some personal stories that I'll share with you. But seriously, like, I was so disappointed how everything ended so fast. It's like we waited all these years. Like, there's 7, 8 sequels. Like, how on earth were they able to kill Daenerys and, like, make Bran the king? Like, I don't know. It's just, it seems like they just wanted to get rid of the characters and, like, just end the show so fast. That's how I felt. I did find that it was, like, shocking that, you know, Jon went ahead and, like, killed her. After consulting with, you know, Tyrion, like, I don't understand why it happened so fast. It's almost like if he really loved her, and I think obviously things change after they found out they're related, but if you still really loved her, though, like, wouldn't you want to make it work? And if you know your partner is going crazy, like, would you not want to be like, hey, like, you're going crazy, and maybe we should work together on this. And, like, she should be able to listen to him or at least hear him out. But it could also be all that power that she has, you know, winning the war, burning the whole city down. It's exactly what she wanted when she was a kid. It kind of got to her, I think. And I think it's also she's, like, so depressed because she lost, imagine, losing 2 of your dragons and, like, your best friend getting beheaded. Like, who wouldn't be going through some craziness up there? So it's kind of like an interesting episode. I feel like Bran becoming king, I mean, that was quite, it wasn't like it was shocking. It was a good twist. It's a twist that I don't think a lot of viewers would have seen it coming. I think other than, like, those hardcore, like, Game of Thrones fans, and, like, guys, I'm not a crazy hardcore Game of Thrones fan. Like, I know Daenerys in real life doesn't have white hair, okay, guys? And, like, it's funny because one of my girlfriends said that. She's like, people are actually getting upset the fact that she doesn't even have blonde hair. I was like, you gotta be kidding me. Like, and then she has brown hair. That's, like, the stupidest thing I've ever heard in my life. It was just interesting. And then one part I absolutely cannot stand, obviously, like, I'm a big hater on Sansa. Like, I can't stand her. I felt like throughout this whole storyline, like, I don't know what she did. Like, I feel like she's just been always that weak character in the shows, like, throughout the season. I don't know if I really saw her become strong. I don't feel like she's a strong leader other than her trying to be, like, you know, making Winterfell separate from the realms. It's just like, we get it. You want to be queen. You love the power. This is exactly what you dream of. Like, and another thing that kind of was, like, made me think after I spoke to my sister about, you know, the episode and how Bran became king. And when he said that line, when Tyrion asked, he's like, I didn't come here for no reason kind of thing. So it seemed like, you know, everything was all plotted, you know. Everything was a plot, because if he's able to go into and morph into all these different animals, like, and, you know, has all the memories of everything, it's like he's able to manipulate how the story should be. And maybe the whole story is like, who's going to get the throne? But he was like the underdog, kind of, you know, like, he was a guy that no one would ever even imagine. And, you know, and plus he's in a wheelchair. I know this sounds really bad, but, like, he literally already had the throne ever since he fell down that tower. It's just interesting, let's just say that. And now looking back at his encounter with Jaime Lannister, remember they met after a few, like, since the last time he pushed him off the tower, he's like, he looked at him and I think he said something like, you're exactly where you should be, something along that line. I could be wrong. I thought I remember hearing that. But and I think it's almost like, and he knew that he was gonna die with his sister, so I think he already saw that coming in a way. So it was really interesting. I'm kind of sad that there's not gonna be another episode coming up, just because, like, That was the only thing I was looking forward to. Just kidding. Every Sunday, you know what I mean? Like, you look forward to. Sundays are the lazy days. It's everyone's lazy days. So, I mean, it's just what it is. Speaking of which, in 2 days, I am heading to Montreal. It's going to be so much fun. I'm going with my boyfriend. It's his grandma's 85th birthday. It's going to be really interesting. Obviously, it's going to be my first time meeting his entire family. We've been dating for 3 years, so it's going to be interesting to see, and I know he's going to be so happy to see his family. Most of it's going to consist of literally eating a shitload of poutine. For those of you who'd never heard or had poutine, you need to go right now, research it, and go get yourself to the best poutine place ever. If you have to take a flight, take the flight. It's so worth it. And the only best poutines are in Quebec. Montreal, for sure. And honestly, like, I just want a poutine that's pretty much fries, gravy, and guess what? Cheese. Like, who wouldn't want that in their mouth? Like, it's freaking amazing. It's like the best invention ever. So I'm excited to have like a really good like bowl of poutine, a hot dog, like an all-dress hot dog with like, you know, dressing all over it, and just like enjoy the lifestyle, like just enjoy the being in a real big city. Like, I know I'm bashing Calgary right now, but it's not that busy, at least. You feel like, at least walking downtown, and I live downtown, you feel like you're like the only person, like there was an apocalypse that just like wiped all of humanity out. Anyways, I'm just excited for that, and then potentially going to the spa, going for a swim, and just like enjoying it, just enjoying time off and really like, you know, spending it with people and, you know, good presents and stuff like that. Speaking of which, also another trip that's coming up, and I will do a lot of vlogs and whatnot, is Vegas. I haven't been to Vegas in so long, and this time around, it's going to be so much fun. I'm going with my mom, and it's a mother and daughter trip for sure. And I was thinking, guys, okay, is it okay to take your mom to a pool party? Yes or no? I mean, she's not like an old person. Like, she's in her 50s. Like, she still wants a party. Who wouldn't want a party? I mean, and she loves creeping on people. Like, my mom's like the biggest creep. And I think I get that from her. It's like, I have like bad staring problems sometimes, especially like when it's just something that creeps me out. I can't stop staring. Like, and I show that I'm staring. Like, I have no shame. So I think I got that from her, but I think she would love it because she would just love to see what goes on in a pool party. And plus, I haven't been to a pool party. It would be so much fun. Like, I mean, and you guys will probably enjoy watching that. Like, it'd be interesting to see really, you know, what goes down. And so, yeah. Another thing is, I did a bit of shopping, and I'm going to start doing a little bit more of that, where I do a little bit, a try on different clothing. It's either, you know, a shopping spree for makeup or, you know, shoes, swimsuits. And so last week I did a little bit of a try on for a swimsuit. I just started working out, watching a little bit what I eat, which is not like, I mean, it's hard for me to be on diet, but I did put my all to like watch what I eat. And yeah, like I feel better about myself. I feel good. I feel stronger. And so I tried on a few bathing suits, and just a tip of advice, honestly, I know the season's coming. Beachbody, gotta get out of there. So you guys need to like feel comfortable, love yourself. Honestly, I wouldn't ask for, don't feel insecure. Just work it with confidence. But when trying out the right swimsuit, I was actually really surprised that I went towards something that I would never even go for. I mean, I tried on this one swimsuit, and I don't usually go for the whole covered up one piece look, but But when I tried it on, it was just like amazing. It was such a beautiful fit. And that's just something, you think you have something in mind, and I had something in mind. I had like, okay, I really want some cute little, you know, a cute little thong bikini. I don't want my whole ass to be covered just because, you know, the tan line's gonna be shit. And then I really wanted a push-up bra, whatever. I had it all in my head. But then when I tried on this one suit, I know it was so conservative, but the fit was amazing. Like, it just, it was so attractive in so many ways and so cute that it brought out like a little bit of a different side to me, I guess. Just word of advice, like, be open to trying something new. Don't ever, like, I mean, try not to restrict yourself to options. Like, you only live once. So, I mean, trying on something that's not, that's out of your comfort, that's a good thing. There shouldn't be anyone who's always comfortable. Like, why? You'll never expand, like, your learning or, you know, your understanding of things if you always leer towards what you feel is your comfort zone. And I think that comes with not just about clothing, but I feel like it comes with a lot of things. Like, it comes with meeting people, right? You always want to leer towards a certain personality. Like, don't you just want to have one friend who's, like, a little bit odd out of your group, but, like, you can learn from? Like, I don't know. I think that's mutually beneficial, because being around people you're too much alike, there's so many clashes, just so many things, right? Whether it's living, I know people are going towards, like, I mean, stability is obviously important, but it's also like, it's also great to do something that's so out of your comfort. And at least I've been looking at options and been taking a look at, like, okay, where do I see myself? Like, can I see myself being here? Because it's so comfortable, it's so easy. It's so easy to say yes to that and, like, get yourself stuck. But, like, looking back, like, do you think you're missing out? If you don't think you're missing out, then good on you. Like, you're in the right place. Like, you found your, you found out where you want to be and who you are, like, what makes you happy kind of thing. But, like, if you're still kind of, like, unhappy about, like, or always asking yourself, I wish this, I wish that, then maybe start looking at other options, right? Just throwing it out there. I'm not saying everyone move out of where they're living. I'm just throwing it out there. Yeah, so it was quite interesting. It was a fun experience. I love shopping. Like, that's probably the one thing I could probably do all day, all night. Yeah, I could see myself doing that. Anyways, so another cool thing, well, this last weekend was a May long. I've been kind of all over the place. I had a routine, but then after, you know, I went out for drinks, had fun. So my girlfriend and I, we literally, like, planned our last minute long weekend getaway. And it was, like, it was by far such an amazing trip. The night before we left, we were texting each other, like, constantly. I was like, do you want to go to Invermere, BC, or should we do, like, some, should we just stay at Radium, or where do you want to, like, we haven't even decided. We couldn't even pinpoint where we wanted to go. She's like, you know what, let's just do Invermere. I'm like, fine. And Invermere is, like, past Radium, BC, the hot springs. So it's a beautiful area. It's surrounded by mountains, like, it's gorgeous, but then there's some lakes. It's just, it's such a beautiful place to retire. Like, I literally was like, I could retire here if it wasn't so cold. But yeah, it's gorgeous. And yeah, like, we just had a blast. Like, I felt like it was just like a whole day of day drinking and playing board games. And one really, really good board game, I totally recommend it, guys, check it out, especially if you're playing in a big group, is called Codenames. And it's like a Czech, I think it's like a Czech board game that was made in Czech Republic. But it was like, it's so much fun. Like, we were a group of six, we were six all together, and you need to be split in amongst two teams. And it's pretty much, it's like a word game. So you need to say a secret word that can cover the cards you have laid out on your in the table that are, that would give you points. And your teammates will have to guess that word. So if you have words such as, you know, hair, tail, dog, you can say a word like pet. It can't be those three words, but pet, because it relates to all three. And if your teammates guessed it right, then you get 3 points. So my team was by far the worst. And I could blame myself for that because I overthink everything. I swear to God I do. The guy said, but think about it. Okay, so the guy said his secret word was berries. No, I lied, guys. It was fruits. He said fruits. And then on the table, so I looked at the table, I'm like, okay, shit. He's like, two words, fruit. So I looked at the table, I'm like, oh my goodness. I'm like, it has to be lemon and it has to be pie, lemon pie. Like nothing else related. I swear to God, it was nothing else related. Myself and then my other teammate, we locked it in and we're like, yeah, we're confident in this one. It's lemon and it's pie. As soon as we literally lost a game because we had one that was wrong. And then he was like, no, the word, he's like, it was, should have been pit. I'm like, how could have been pit if he said fruits? Like, I don't know. I just didn't make that connection at all. But I guess he meant like a fruit pit or a berry pit or whatever. I was like, I was thinking pit, like, you know, like dirt pit, you know, like a pit that filled with dirt or something. Oh my God. It was just like the most like, it's just hilarious. It's just a fun game. And the whole point of the game is really teamwork and know your teammates, pretty much. Simple. I love the concept. So thing that we start kind of diving into, make sure you follow me on Instagram. I know all my friends are, and I just really want to, like, I hope I can, like, spread some, like, encouragement to people. One thing that I've noticed I have changed over the couple of weeks, and I felt like I have started to kind of see things a little bit differently, is my attitude towards things that I'm not super passionate about. I mean, what does passion even mean? Sometimes I question that. Like, what is considered passion? What isn't passion? I can go on and on discussing this with myself and still not know. Because I find that it all just, at the very end, it just depends on you. It's just like, do the, like, find things that you love and don't say you're busy. Like, everyone says, I'm so busy, I didn't have time. I find that I say this all the time. So, like, I talk to my friend and be like, oh, how's all the shoe design coming along? I'm like, you know, I really didn't have time. I was so busy this week. Like, that word busy is just so, so horrible. Like, it's the worst word to describe that it was not my priority. Like, how are you, and I blame this to myself, and I'm saying this because I am so guilty for this, guys. Like, I do this quite often, but I've acknowledged I've done this, and I'm changing the way. Like, I don't want to be that person who people go to and talk about stuff, and then they ask, how's everything coming along? And you're like, oh, well, I was just so busy that weekend, and I did this, so I didn't have a chance to do it. I hate that word busy. I don't ever want to use it as much as I have been, just because it's not helping your position. It's like, you're not busy. You're able to get yourself out of bed, get to work at a place that you might not even, like, love. Yet when you come home, you don't have the time to put into yourself. Like, you don't have, like, that time to put into yourself
is not even important. It's just like, how could you put yourself last? How could you not make plans for your own future but accept to be someone else's plan? Like, just it doesn't even make any sense, right? Like, and I just feel like I've been doing that so often. I just feel like I've been kind of not strategizing my path and the future years well enough, which I understand things go out of, like, don't always go as planned, but at least if you could put some time into yourself, I mean, I'm gonna start doing this. Like, I'm working on it for myself. So it's not only, you know, if you guys are going through this too, like, I mean, everyone's going through this. Like, we're all guilty of it. But, yeah, I feel like it's just so important, because what happens is that you just get sunk into this deep hole that you just are so frustrated that you feel like you can't release. Like, you haven't released that, you know, potential, because you've been putting it off for so many months, years even. And then that passion that you've once had slowly to diminish. It starts to go away. What got you excited initially ends up being a burden and a headache that you just can't even, like, go to bed feeling good about. And that's how I feel. I really do feel, I'm saying this because this is exactly how I feel. I feel that with my hobbies. I feel that with, like, I haven't put 100% in it. And I'm doing this not for people. I'm not doing this to prove people. I'm doing this for myself. Like, I'm doing this because I know I'll be able to sleep better at night knowing that I have put in time and I've learned something and I'm one step ahead. I'm one step ahead from yesterday. And I think that's one thing
that I'm going to work on. And I will provide you guys with feedback of how everything's coming along. And I really hope you take it as well too, and maybe relook at, do you put time out of your day to find or work on something on for yourself, and that you'll improve from yesterday. You'll learn something even more. You're one step from where you were yesterday, pretty much. That's how I want to say it. And always remember, honestly, changing your attitude, honestly, doing something, it's not important to you. It might be important to someone else, but give it your all. What are you willing to lose? Like, what are you losing if you go to work with a horrible attitude because you don't want to be there? I mean, how's that gonna? That's gonna affect so many people. That's gonna affect your coworkers. It's gonna affect obviously yourself. It's gonna affect the person in the coffee shop that you always pick up a cafe from. It's gonna affect everyone's mood. It's just like a ripple effect. You come in with such a positive and like an energetic way and personality, like, just take it with ease and you have nothing to lose. Like, I mean, it's a place that you might not even care, like, you love, but give it your all. Why not just give it your all? I don't see why not, right? It changes. Like, it will make your day a lot better. And I'm saying that because obviously I'm guilty of it. Anyways, it's getting late tonight. I just want to say have a good night, guys, and we'll talk to you soon. Bye.